Before the Civil War, Philadelphia was a key station along the Underground Railroad, but relatively few landmarks survive because of the network's secretive nature. Now, preservationists have discovered a central hub in an old row house in South Philadelphia. Jake Blumgart of WHYY's Plan Philly reports.
From the curb, 625 South Delhi Street looks like an average Philadelphia row house. But in the 1850s, the residence near South Street was home to Underground Railroad leaders William and Letitia Still. Here they sheltered hundreds of escapees and gave well-known figures like Harriet Tubman shelter. Preservation activist Oscar Beisert says its stoop appears to be the original marble from the 19th century.
Now, I think that that part is, you know, what's really incredible about what we have here is that you look at those steps, and those are potentially the steps that Harriet Tubman stood on when she arrived in Philadelphia at some point.
William Still, a freeborn black man, was a leader in the Pennsylvania Anti-Slavery Society. He was second only to Tubman in Underground Railroad activities. He later wrote an 800-page tome, simply called The Underground Railroad, which is about the stories of those he helped save. It is the only book that tells the history in the voices of African Americans who actually experienced it. James Duffin, a local preservationist, pored over city archives, newspaper ads from the 1850s, and old street maps to pinpoint the house.
And the more I looked into this, the more I was kind of shocked to realize almost nothing survives of Still's, the buildings that he was in at the time he was really active on the Underground Railroad. There's this building and another one on South Street, but everything else is gone.
A dozen academics from across the country called on the Philadelphia Historical Commission to protect the house. So did the head of the Smithsonian Museum of African American History in Washington, D.C. And on Friday, the Historical Commission listened. They voted unanimously to protect the building from the wrecking ball or from serious alteration. Jake Blumgart, WHYY News.